With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Who's Fox Last coming up? First time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got
me. And a couple from today's question. What was your most memorable bathroom experience, guys? In my family, I used to go to our annual ocean fishing trip out of Westport on the Washington coast. I rarely get seasick, but if my stomach is a mess, it will totally happen. On one of the trips, breakfast was not sitting well, and I could tell I was going to hurl. So I did in the water, but then I could tell I also had to use the bathroom. Went down to the head. Now, if you've ever been on a charter, you know those bathrooms. In addition to stinking, they make it hard to see the horizon to center yourself. When I went down there to poop, I was also vomiting repeatedly and getting some of that on me. When I finished both, I thought I could leave. At one last bubble of gas, as Thrill has said, I gambled and lost. Mess was running down my leg and into my shoe. I did what I could to clean it up, but basically that was the beginning of the trip. So jeez. I was stuck with a squishy feeling in my pants for six more hours. I prayed for that trip to be over.
That's a tough way to live, man. That's but there's nothing you can do about it.
I don't know what it is about the closer you get to home, the more you need to go. One day while rushing home, I jaywalked because I was about to crap myself. Well, a cop pulled me over and said, hey, why did you jaywalk across Aurora at 125th? I told the officer, not going to lie, I have to go to the bathroom. That is why I crossed the street. I live just up the road. He said, oh, damn, let him go. But that little delay would cause me to defecate in my pants, 2 feet from my front door. Such a great way to start the weekend after school. I was at a soccer game at lovely and talented Memorial Stadium, had to pee like a racehorse. Walked into the men's bathroom where there was a giant rock wall of pee with water cascading down from it.
Yeah.
And to my horror, I saw a full-grown man with his pants down around his ankles using the bathroom. Bare-assed. Big old donkey D hanging. I spun on my heels and got the hell out of there. It's become kind of a core memory. For some reason, the horror comes back to mind at least once a week. Cheers, guys. Ed from Adam and Wren.
You say it was at Memorial Stadium?
Yeah.
I have used those bathrooms often. That they're ready for the redo it.
For the redo.
Yeah. That stadium, it's cool. It's got a lot of history, but it's just like, I used to go in there to watch the Rain play. I don't even know if they were the Rain then. Either way,
not good.
Even it's just one guy in the stadium going to use the bathroom. I was like, man, these things are a little.
Well, the good news is they do have a plan. I believe plans have been submitted to redo it.
I saw the.
That's awesome.
The pictures.
It does. Just concentrate on this bathroom.
Well, it's funny for bumper shoot. They put out, because they have people on the field, they put out a bunch of porta potties.
Oh, I know. So, yeah, the only times I've been there has been bumper shoot where it's like, all right, there's porta potty, no problem. Yeah. So I've never had to use their bathroom facilities.
Guys, back when Pulp Fiction was in theaters, I was meeting some friends and the wife to go watch it in the old theater on Lower Queen Anne. I met a buddy first, had a few beers before showtime. Movie starts, and of course the beer starts to kick in. I decided to recycle it. Well, this theater had the really old urinals that went all the way to the floor. I finish, I flush, turn, and slip on some water on the tile. I fell into the flushing urinal, hit my head and elbow on the flusher.
Bless you.
Rung my bell. I'm bleeding a little. Try to get my balance. One half of my shirt is soaked. I gain composure, dry it off the best I can, and go back to my seat. My wife asked me, while I was gone so long, as she touches my wet shirt, what the hell happened? I fell in the urinal. Now this is the middle of summer and the AC is on full blast. I sat through the rest of the movie shivering and my teeth chattering.
Soaked in pee.
Mm-hmm. All of which all, as I was in Iraq sitting on the outdoor throne when an incoming siren went off. All I had on was boxer shorts and flip-flops, along with my weapon and a gas mask. I was a hell of a sight, seeing me run for cover. Good memories and rock on. That from Batman. And one more from the bathroom stories. Oktoberfest in Munich. I was trying to walk back to the hotel after drinking all day at the festival, and I couldn't make it. And I peed my pants slowly. The whole way home.
Slowly?
That from Jerry. Probably trying to hold it in.
Slowly. I don't know why that made it so much better.
I'll tell you one thing. You don't want to be the first restaurant or like food establishment right outside a festival.
Absolutely not,
been
man.
Camping for days in tents.
Yeah.
Running water.
Well, guys, today is Area 10th birthday. She would love Coach Ted to tell her dad that she can call the shots on her birthday. Maybe a suck it up cupcake and a beaver fart. Thanks, guys. That from Sam the Fishman.
So suck it up, cupcake!
All right, 5th birthday. Darn right you're in charge. I'm not going to cuss here as you're a child. Look your dad in the eye, and again, you tell him you want to go to your favorite restaurant. I don't know. Is it a McDonald's? Is it a Red Robin? Maybe it's pizza. Either way, you get a whole burger. 3 slices of pizza. You can even have a soda. You're in charge. And you tell your dad. You look at him right in the face, and you go, I'm in charge, Sam.
By the way, quick side note. Should you eat all of that, also get an Imodium?
Not my bad. I just meant if you get a burger, get a whole burger. If you're going to eat pizza, you get 3 slices.
I always look forward to my birthday every year. It was, you know, obviously, party, a cake, ice cream, all that stuff. Friends come over. But there was something about the 10th birthday party.
You're double digits.
When I turned 10, man, that was the most exciting birthday I think I'd had up until that point.
Easily. My kid turned 10 last year, 2 years ago, last year, whatever the hell it was. But just the look on his face, it's such a sense of accomplishment. Like, I'm double digits. And the look on his face looking at me like, I know you're an old man. We're both double digits. We're both men now.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I was like, man, I've made it. Guys, my name is Bill. I would like to give a huge happy birthday to my beautiful girlfriend, Heather. Can I get Turtles having some sex and Al hitting the window? And the Dirty Germans talking about what good things are going to happen tonight. Dirtier the better. Thanks, guys. And rock out. That from Bill.
Yeah, tonight you're going to be introduced not to the dill pickle, but the Bill pickle. Not quite as tasty, but the snaps in your mouth.
Yeah, so you know what? It still has that classic brine taste to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very briny.
Salty.
Yeah.
Guys, I've been a consistent listener ever since I took up driving jobs a couple years back. I went to Live Day. I saw you guys at the bar in Seattle and the Muckle Shoot. I'd appreciate it if I could get a Homer fish sandwich, your penis is too small, and maybe some advice from Coach Ted on being a single dad turning 23.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
All right, single dad, you're 23. First of all, you're going to have to explain to some of your friends that you just can't hang out, that you got to take care of a child now. I don't know how often you get the kid, but when you do, make the time special. You'll enjoy it. But I reiterate, tell some of your friends you can't hang out. You got a kid now, and it's just going to be you. It's going to be tough in there. You'll be all right.
But tell us, it's my buddy Parker's 43rd trip around the sun. He's going in soon for a vasectomy. I was hoping the coach could give him a pep talk with some words of encouragement and maybe a cut that bitch off. Thanks, guys, for keeping us entertained. That from Bird.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Vasectomy, huh? Know a lot of people that have them. Here's my advice. Number one, when they tell you to rest, rest. Maybe you're a lifter. Maybe you're a runner. Either way, you're going to have to rest those things. I've heard horror stories, not just from people in this room, but other friends I have. Number two, I say, look, man, it's a surgery. Take full advantage. You know what I mean? You got a buddy that says, hey, I'll come by and bring you some food. Let him bring it. You got a friend that says, I'll come by and, I don't know, bring you a 12-pack of beer or soda. Let him bring it. It's not oftentimes you're going to have a great excuse, but every other man knows something happened to your junk.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
BG.
Yaza Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks last?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Steve, it's Will Hill. You bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. But it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And as the name suggests, all these people suck. But today, it's more just the audacity of people. Let us begin with an IT specialist who's been on sick leave with no obligation to work since 2008. Well, he recently tried to sue their employer for not giving him a pay raise. Let me repeat the first sentence. An IT specialist who's been on sick leave with no obligation to work since 2008 tried to sue their employer for not giving him a pay raise. Ian Clifford, a medically retired IT specialist who's been paid about $67,000 a yearly salary as part of his disability plan with his employer, which is IBM, recently tried to sue IBM for disability discrimination, claiming that his salary was, quote, not generous enough to keep up with inflation. Now, Mr. Clifford has not done any work for the company in the last 15 years, but he will continue to receive his yearly salary until retirement or death. That's according to IBM's disability plan. But despite this, this IT worker feels that he's been treated unfairly by his employer and is attempting to take the company to court for a pay raise. Mr. Clifford from Reading in the UK, he started working for the software company Lotus Development in 2000. That's 5 years after it had been acquired by IBM. Well, in September of 2008, he went on sick leave until 2013. When he first raised grievances about his holiday pay for the five-year period and not receiving a pay raise, well, IBM eventually offered the IT specialist a, quote, compromise agreement. It allowed him to be put on the company's disability plan with a guaranteed salary, again, $67,000 a year, and no obligation to work until recovery, retirement, or death. So think about that. Now, as per the disability plan, Ian has been paid 75% of his agreed salary for the last 15 years without putting any work in, as well as getting about $9,000 just to settle his initial dispute about the holiday pay back in 2013. Now, some will call this a pretty sweet deal, but last year, the IT worker attempted to sue IBM, claiming that he'd been treated unfavorably by his employer. Quote, the point of the plan was to give security to employees not able to work. That was not achieved if payments were forever frozen. That was his argument in court. The good news is, a judge didn't see it that way and threw the case out. So again, for 15 years, under no obligation to ever work for that company again, they gave you $67,000 just to leave them alone. And again, they will pay this to
you. And you're still trying to sue them.
And they will pay this to him until he, quote unquote, retires, which he does not need to, or dies. Right? I mean, like, we give you $67,000 a year. All you have to do is die eventually, but mm-hmm. we will pay it as long as you're alive. But he hasn't gotten a pay raise, Miles, in 15 years.
I'll be damned.
That's unfair. And I believe Mike Hawk covered this very story a few weeks ago. We go to Argentina, where a travel agency had the misfortune of being robbed twice in one day. Once by the couple of robbers and then by the police officers that were supposed to catch the criminals. So two armed robbers entered the offices of a travel agency in Buenos Aires, brutalized the staff before running off with hundreds of thousands of pesos. Well, the victims called the cops as soon as the assailants left the premises, but that proved to be a big mistake. In about 10 minutes, three police officers arrived on the scene, and after a brief interrogation of the staff, they stormed off after the criminals. That's when one of the agency employees noticed that a black bag containing about 4 million pesos that the robbers had missed was now nowhere to be found. So one of the travel agency's employees swore that the robbers had missed the bag and that it was still in the office when police arrived, but it turns out he was not lying. Closed-circuit TV footage, it showed one of the police officers casually walking out of the agency with the bag under their arm. Well, at this point, the travel agency boss was convinced that there had been some mistake, and the officer, he must have taken the bag as evidence. Well, he was wrong, because he called the police station to report the missing bag, and no owner of the agency was told that, according to the procedural record put together by the cops, they didn't mention a bag of money. That's when the agency staff started considering the possibility that the policemen came after the robbers, just finished the job instead of helping them. Well, it turns out they were right. So now the three officers were detained a couple of weeks ago. The black bag full of dollars, is found in one of the suspect's homes. The other two cops, they denied being a part of the unexpected robbery, claiming they'd never considered their colleague to be a criminal because, you know, he was a cop. Anyway, the three police officers are currently detained in different facilities, and they're awaiting their trial date. And now we go to Boston, where a man has been arrested in connection with screws being intentionally placed along a busy road in town. For 3 weeks, highway workers have cleaned up hundreds of screws, leaving punctured tires and obviously frustrations high. Now, authorities were finding an average of 30 to 50 screws every time they made a pass. But keep in mind, this is not every day. This is every time they made a sweep. So the screws were being dumped over roughly a half-mile area on one of the busier roads in Boston. Well, this past Tuesday afternoon, police arrested 56-year-old Peter, whose last name I cannot pronounce. Now, he's charged with operating a vehicle after the license was revoked, operating a vehicle with revoked registration, and uninsured operation. But in his car, police found screws identical to the ones recovered from the road. They said the screws were found in the driver's door compartment, and an open box of screws was behind the center console. So the crews have been using magnets to clean up the area 3 to 4 times a day.
Wow.
Each time they come back, they find more. So they said the screws have damaged dozens of tires. A guy who works at the tire company in town says his shop sees roughly 50 tires a week with screws in them. So no one knows why this guy's been doing it. It's just what he's been doing. So again, a quick review. We have the IT worker who for 15 years, IBM has paid him $67,500 a year. He does not have to work. IBM even told him, you don't have to come back. But he is upset that he has not gotten a pay raise. We have the cops in Buenos Aires, Argentina, who, while investigating a robbery, stole 4 million pesos from the people that have been robbed. And finally, the man in Boston who's been dumping screws for the last 3 weeks on a busy half-mile stretch of road in Boston.
I mean, I would think the guy's dumping screws, people got to come in and get tires.
Yep. You would think that. But as far as they can tell, this guy is not
just
associated with the tire. He has nothing to do with the tire place.
Oh, I thought he was a tire shop employee.
No, they talked to the tire shop owner. And he goes, yeah, we're getting a bunch of people coming in with screws in their tires. But the guy that they caught dumping them has no affiliation with them at all.
Okay.
My bad.
Oh, is that what you put on the...
Yeah.
That's
like,
not him.
Because you were like, I can't figure out why he's doing it. Like, seems pretty simple to me.
I kind of skimmed through the story and I swear I said, he works at a local tire shop.
No, they talked to the tire shop guy who's like closest to the spot.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, the guy doing it has no association.
It's the IT guy. He sucks the least.
He does suck the least. Because the guy who screwed up everybody's cars...
Correct.
And they're coming back 4 times a day?
And the cops in Argentina, if they stole it... Like, you stole...
They stole.
They got caught.
You stole people's money.
Right.
I'm with you. The IT guy, look, I wouldn't do it, but on the same token, it's like, I don't know, one guy kind of getting over a little bit on a giant company, like,
all right. He already is. Mm-hmm. That's my only issue with him. Like, you're already getting over, brother.
Yeah,
and here's the thing. I hate him the most, but he sucks the least.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's weird. Like, I dislike him the most, but in this case,
in the circumstances, yeah.
In the circumstances, yeah.
Debate continues if you follow KISW on Twitter on Who Sucks Less. Chavonet's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Count of minutes will trigger toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. New research shows that looking at pictures of food could help curb overeating.
How was that?
Makes me hungry.
I know. That's my whole thing, too, is that I get hungry by looking at pictures of food. There's a reason why food commercials have pictures of the doggone food on them.
You don't even need pictures. If we're doing a show on food.
Exactly.
We do it a lot, even if it's like the worst thing you ever eat.
Sure.
By the end of the show, I'm starving.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't even need to see it. You want to talk about barbecuing, whatever? I'm like, oh, man, that sounds great.
Exactly. The UK is being descended upon by seagulls that are swooping down and stealing drugs.
Where is this?
The UK. I don't know exactly where, but...
Stop keeping your drugs out.
That's kind of what I thought, too.
I mean, if I have drugs on me, they're in my pockets.
That tells me that the drugs in the UK are very easy to steal.
Because they're obviously holding them in their hands.
Right.
I mean, like, dude... A seagull typically will not steal my food if it's still in the bag. But if I'm walking on the beach with a hot dog out, like, there's a chance the seagull's going to come down and take it.
Right.
I really feel like they need to specify what kind of drugs.
Now, is it a specific drug that the birds like, or is it just any drug you have available?
Right. I just have a hard time
seeing a seagull scooping up cocaine if it's, like, on top of your hand. If you're smoking a joint, I could, or a spliff, because it's UK, I could see him grabbing that.
Sure.
I could fathom you got a pill in your hand, maybe it just swings by and grabs it.
It's just rolling next to the Rite Aid and just grabbing a handful of drugs out of the pharmacy.
I don't know. Single has an erection. He stole my bag.
Oh, no. Damn it. There's a new report on the psychology of infidelity that says people that have affairs find them highly satisfying and show little remorse.
Well, yeah.
Right.
I bet you people that do drugs would say the same thing. Smoke cigarettes, drink beer, watch sports.
Exactly.
Glad they did a study, though.
Well done. Well done. Hey, you got your money. Well done.
So have affairs, don't feel bad, cover my drugs in the UK, and look at pictures of food. Bingo.
All right. I guarantee you that study was paid for by, like, M&M's or something like that. Oh, yeah, just look at picture of the food. You won't want to eat... things that you don't want to eat.
I have heard something on that theory before. About, like, looking at a food you might eat, but you're not going to eat it. I will say the one, I just can't watch video, like, I can't watch food shows where people are eating food.
Sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, if I'm sitting on the couch before I know it, I'm grabbing, like, a bag of nuts or something.
Okay.
But, I'm not hungry.
Sure.
I'm just watching.
Because you see the journey of food that you're not on.
Yeah.
The flavors, the textures, the smells. It's like, doggone, I need to get in on this.
Isn't that like porn then? Like, you're not going to have sex with this person you're watching.
There's a reason why
you're not going to do this, right?
It's like watching porn.
I mean, it is. Like, you're not going to have sex with this person. Right? This person that you're watching, there's no chance.
This celery stick tastes just like salami. Picturing it here. Ford has reversed course and will officially keep AM radios in their car.
I mean, I'm happy they will. It would be up to AM radio now to come up with something that people want to hear.
Right.
I mean, inevitably, that's on you.
Right. And it's one of those things where, did we cry outrage about it because it's nostalgic and we don't want to lose something that we've always had?
I think that's a lot of it. Just basically, if you break down the percentages, I think that's most of it. But like anything, you know, they say network TV is dying. Well, then it behooves network TV to come up with things that people want to watch. I don't think anyone cares where they get their entertainment. You just need to find it.
Well, if a manufacturer that big just takes out the option,
I understand.
Like,
all right, well. No, I understand that. I completely understand. I'm saying, but at this point that you're given this breath of life or whatever you want to call it, it would behoove you then to give people a reason to be happy that it's there. Because right now, most people are shrugging their shoulders.
So one of the main things, Ford in particular, they've gone to a all-electric, I don't remember the target date, maybe 2035, 2030, somewhere in there. Mm. The problem right now is AM transmissions are messing with either the battery system or a lot of the computer components in the car. So they are pledging to figure out a solution to that problem. When they get to that point, but initially they said, well, just take it out right now because we don't have a fix for it. As far as electronic vehicles are concerned, they are screwing, AM radio is screwing with their electronic board or whatever the deal is. So they're working on a fix. You can always listen to AM radio on an app in your car.
Sure. Right.
But a lot of people don't
the
do
modulation
that.
Is what messes with it.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a problem with that. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, and to be honest with you. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And to be honest with you, would people have been that outraged if they hadn't have said anything?
No, I don't know how many people would have.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got a lot of, get a lot of Spanish speaking radio on AM.
Sure.
You've got a lot of conservative talk on radio.
Sports.
You've got a lot of sports on. You've got a lot of things that don't require the stereo as far
sure.
as,
yeah.
you know, what people's expectations
are. But something
that
else that I have found is that your popular AM stations, that at least the ones that are getting the most traction, they've got an FM HD2 channel somewhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in like Seattle.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
They, you know, yeah, there's still I mean, a bulk of this country right. that they're sure. not major cities.
Everything between the coast, with. Brother. Right. Yeah, between yeah. the coast, you, that's not.
You've
that's
got, you got a 100,000-watt station in Wichita on AM.
Sure,
they are the news source, right?
Right.
So they cover tornado coverages for about four different states.
Yeah.
If you don't have that sorts of information, they're not automating those stations. Those stations are live most of the time.
Yeah.
Based on that one thing,
and we, good on them for that.
We don't want our people dead.
No.
So it's very important that you have that option. Look, here's the fact of the matter. If the power goes down, if anything happens, even if something horrific happening, right?
Yeah.
If you have a radio in your home, whether you have power or not, your phone charge might have gone dead. You don't have power. You might not be able to charge your phone.
Right.
But your power could go out for days. But if you have two batteries and a radio, you're going to be alerted to every single...
I believe it's a microphone mouse.
Or whatever it is. Two batteries and a microphone. if you start your car, you can get information on
that
radio.
Right. Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, an FM station, which is completely automated, not breaking in, giving you any reports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kraft is changing the packaging on their singles to make them easier to open.
I saw this story
easier.
And it makes me...
About time.
Okay, listen, man, when CDs were the thing, they took forever to open.
Correct.
There are certain products that are difficult to open, but man, Kraft singles, in my opinion, absolutely are not one of them.
The only people that can't open them are small children, but they shouldn't be having access to cheese all the time.
I know.
And even they figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Kraft, what do they say? They're going to, I guess, texture one side so you can find where the seam is.
I thought they were already doing that, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's not that hard. You just put your hand, if it's not there, you flip it over and put your thumb by it again.
Did we need this?
No. I think if you did a poll of 100 Americans and said, all right, we're going to give you a Kraft single, but you got to open it yourself. And maybe I'm wrong, man. I guess I am. Kraft is doing this. I'm saying 100% of people figure out how to open it. Unless you don't have hands. I don't know what the struggle is.
Right, Kraft's been around forever. It's like, are we getting dumber?
I mean, it's a Kraft single, man.
Dude, I can't eat my cheese. How do you open this goddamn thing?
Memorial Day is right around the corner, guys. The unofficial start of summer. And we're heading into pool season. So it's time to remind everybody of a little bit of something here.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10. Rudest things you can do at the pool this summer. Sure, as a kid, you like to do cannonballs and splash the other kids and unaware adults. As an adult, you realize that guy standing over in the corner enjoying that delicious IPA, he needs to be left alone. He's had a rough go. Just leave him be, okay?
Just leave him be.
He's disqualified from this one.
Oh, yeah?
Dude can't even swim. Of course he's mad he's at a pool.
That's why he's over in the corner with his drink.
Yeah.
10 rudest things that you can do at the pool this summer. Number 10, showing up with a contagious condition, says like a rash or a foot fungus.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, if I can see it and look at it and go, what is that? You shouldn't be in the pool.
If we can look at you and see there's something wrong, do not be in the pool.
Don't be there.
No,
exactly. Number 9, jumping in when you're gross or super sweaty. Towel off first, or if it's a beachside pool and you're still sandy, use an outdoor shower before you get in.
You're supposed to shower before you get into the pool anyway.
You are, because
I mean, technically, but I mean, who does that?
I mean, if you're sandy, that's one thing, but like if you're sweaty, like if I'm in a pool, I assume it's hot. Yeah. So if you're sweaty, I'll cut you slack. I get it. It's probably why you kind of want to get into the pool.
Right. Number.
Yeah.
Look, I'm with you. When I lived in a building that had an indoor pool, I would shower before I got into that one.
Yeah.
But that was about the only one.
Right.
Outdoor pools, you wouldn't give it two thoughts.
Number eight, this one's mainly for resorts and hotels, but going inside barefoot. If you're heading inside, towel off and put your shoes on.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, no, just that's... Mm-hmm. There are some people that get way too comfortable at hotels.
Well, they do.
I did it a couple months ago in Scottsdale.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been having fun. We've been at Topgolf. I was like, before we go to dinner, I was like, I'm going to go swimming. We went swimming, and then I didn't bring sandals with me. I was like, well, it's just one little elevator ride. So literally, I was that guy, which is bad. I'm sorry.
The 10 rudest things that you can do at the pool this summer. Number 7, blasting music. Says don't assume everyone wants to listen to it unless it's a private pool.
No.
Use headphones.
Anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere.
Right.
Anywhere.
Right. What if you have control of the grill at the pool?
That's different. If you have control of the grill, that tells me that you're throwing a party, that it's kind of understood that you unofficially own the pool at this point.
Yeah.
Well, that means you rented the pool out.
Yeah,
those are your friends. It's not a public event.
Or at least make it generally accepted music. I was at the beach just a couple weeks ago. There was some sort of party going on that they had some fantastic music that was playing. It sounded like it was a party going on at the pool.
Right.
I can't imagine anybody thinking, what the hell is that racket over there?
I've been at Golden Gardens where people are having parties in one of the pavilions and playing music, but it wasn't blasting.
And it's not a pool.
Yeah.
It's a public park, man.
Exactly.
I don't know. Like, my building has a pool. I expect there to be people playing music to be loud.
Okay.
Well, that's why you live where I live.
I
would say resort pools the same way. If I'm down there at 10 a.m. swimming or just chilling, don't blast music.
But
like by 3 or 4 in the afternoon, like, all right, people are getting loose.
But most resort pools I've been at, the resort is controlling the music.
Sure.
Right? You know what I mean?
Playing.
You can like it or not like it, but that S is playing.
Number 6, excessive splashing, including cannonballs.
Well, sure.
This is usually about keeping your kids in check.
Typically, they've gotten to the point with insurance now that really most pools aren't deeper than 4 or 5 feet.
Right.
When you go to a resort or, you know, I mean, yes, if you go to a public pool, hopefully there's a deep end. Hopefully you can still use a diving board. I don't know.
I mean, just cannonball in your area. I think everyone understands that.
And by the way, let kids splash around and have fun. They're in the pool. They're not trying to get you wet. They're not cognizant of that. So, I always like, I got wet, but give the kids a pass.
Number 5, topless tanning. This says, we're not judging, but parents might if you undo your top at a public pool or kid-friendly resort. Even if you're laying face down, you'll probably get some looks.
Well, who cares? Oh, my God, her back.
Oh, my God, nudity.
Like, it's a back. Dude, it's someone's back.
10 rudest things that you can do at the pool this summer. Number 4, letting your kids run wild. Letting them have fun is one thing. Just be willing to rein it in if you need to.
But that's true of any scenario with your children.
Correct.
Right. Restaurants, pools, hotel, plane, you name it. Like, right, just...
That's part of what you sign up for being a parent.
Yep.
You're going to have to rein them in quite a bit.
That you have to be angry every 3.5 minutes.
Correct.
What did I tell you about being safe to a pool?
Right. Be aware.
Yeah. And I don't know. When I grew up, you went to public pools. Like, the lifeguards would scream at you, too.
Sure.
You're not supposed to run on the deck.
Oh, yeah. The lifeguards
kids are
going to
slip. Look, I get it. Some parents aren't going to care and their kids are going crazy. But also, you got to be like... Your kid's going to slip. That's going to be a big issue.
Yeah.
Just tell them to chill out.
You don't have to care what your kid does, but you can't get upset at other people when they say something to the kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? That's all.
I'd prefer not to see a skull get cracked open today. Thank you very much.
Well, it depends on the kid.
That's fair. Hogging the lounge chairs. Says if you want to show up early to get the best spot, that's fine. Just don't use towels, books, and bags to hold your spots and then disappear until 2 p.m.
Especially if you go to a resort.
First come, first serve.
Yeah, that's it.
It's
kind of like this.
But if I'm at the pool, I will guard my seat because I'm just in the water. If I'm going to physically leave, yes, I will absolutely.
Here's the one I hate the most based on the fact that I'm not at the pool. There'll be a seat open at the bar. Is anyone sitting here? I'm waiting for a friend. I'm like, well, okay.
How long if I grab a drink?
So then I go and find someplace else to sit, not at the bar. And their friend just never shows up. And now 20 minutes have gone by, 25 minutes have gone by. I go up and get another beer. Dude, is this seat still open or not? I'm saving it for a friend. It's the bar.
Right.
You really can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. Sorry.
Well, it's a time limit.
You can't leave it there.
25 minutes.
For the bartender, the bartender's losing money.
I think there's a time limit.
Yeah, you don't see for your friend. I don't think that's a problem. But if it's been 25 minutes, I'll even get up when they get here. But at this point, your friend's late.
I want to sit down.
Yeah. Right.
That's why airport bars are nice.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone's coming and going.
Everybody's coming and going. So generally, like, I feel like every time I got it, because they're always crowded. But if you're like, is anybody sitting there? They're like, no, man, go ahead. Or actually,
that's
they're
true.
Not.
They're real quick to be like, go ahead.
Because everybody needs a drink at the airport.
And it is understood.
People that don't even drink a lot drink at the airport.
Right. Yeah. They're on vacation or you're stressed as hell. Yeah. Number two, bringing glassware. So stick with the plastic cups or metal water bottles. Breaking a glass at a public pool just isn't a good look.
No.
Keep
everyone
your glassware
knows. Everyone knows that.
Right. There's a lot of bare feet out there. Mm-hmm. That's just not. But then the number one rudest thing that you could do at a pool this summer. And I can't imagine who would do this heinous, heinous thing.
If it's peeing in a pool, they're wrong.
It's peeing in the pool.
Oh. I'm good for 9 out of 10 of those. I'm an A student.
I'm an A.
I'm 90%. Hey,
me and my friends got a little couple tunes going. Mike's over there peeing in the pool, judging us.
Uh-huh. Turn down your music. I can't concentrate on my urinating.
I can't pee in here.
Luke Bryan's garbage. Turn that off.
Oh, you would never.
She ain't shaking it for you, Ted. A woman in Fort Lauderdale got into a drunk driving accident with her three kids in her car, but it gets even worse.
Why is that?
I will tell you all about it at 5:50, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant online for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.